From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A day after a narrow victory in a constitutional referendum granting him sweeping new powers, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denounced election observers who said the voting process did not meet European standards.
AKİT diye bir örgüt var.
Mr. Erdogan, referring to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe Monday, called on the group to, quote, know your place. He said he will neither see, hear, nor acknowledge your report. That European assessment was critical. Tana de Luzueta spoke of the limitations placed on the opposition.
We observed a restrictive campaign framework. We also noted a significant imbalance in the campaign due, among other things, to the active involvement of the president, several leading national officials, and many local public officials in the Yes campaign.
She described a misuse of administrative resources and obstruction of efforts by political parties and civil society groups supporting the No campaign. Meanwhile, analyst Ersin Kalesio also warned few, if any, checks and balances will exist under the just-approved presidential system.
Has no concern with accountability of the executive branch of the government, the president and the ministers assigned to his cabinet, and under these circumstances, democracy and democratic performance of the country will suffer further.
The main opposition has rejected Sunday's result with just over 51% supporting yes and called for the vote to be annulled. In Syria, airstrikes Monday targeted rebel positions in northeast Damascus while government forces advanced in central Hama province toward the rebel-held town of Tibet al-Imam. Sunday, they captured the town of Soran in an assault reportedly backed by Russian warplanes. This is VOA News.